The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Monday, July 3, 2023. Bolivian President Luis Arce arrived in Cuba on Saturday to pay a working visit at the invitation of his counterpart Miguel Díaz-Canel. Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez, who welcomed Arce in a message on his Twitter account, stated that his visit would continue exchanges on bilateral and international issues. The two countries are members of the Bolivarian Alliance for the Peoples of our America, People's Trade Treaty, ALBA TCP, and maintain a dialogue that both parties have described as intense since the restoration of the diplomatic relations, which were frozen by the de facto government of Jeanine Áñez. The two presidents met on the sidelines of the 28th Ibero-American Summit of Heads of State and Government held in Santo Domingo, the Dominican Republic, on March 25, when they reaffirmed bilateral relations of cooperation. Cesar Gomez of the Youth Coordination of the Latin American and Caribbean Continental Network of Solidarity with Cuba affirmed that it is shameless to include Cuba in the list created by Washington of states sponsoring terrorism. Gomez said in an interview with Prensa Latina that one soul burns when the erroneous political reports by the United States assure that Cuba does not fully cooperate with them in the fight against terrorism. Keeping Cuba on the list, he stressed, is a total impudence, especially when the accusation comes from a state that has murdered millions, executes plans, and sponsors terrorist actions worldwide. The youth leader pointed out that the best way to respond to the intensification of the U.S. blockade against our peoples is with more strength, with the work of our father, liberator Simón Bolívar, with the true integration of the peoples. Regarding the solidarity of Venezuela with Cuba and vice versa, Gomez said that speaking about them is to speak of struggles, battles, and victories, but, above all, it is speaking about concrete actions of love. Some 300 people participated in a cultural event in solidarity with Cuba held in Santiago de Chile as part of a campaign to raise funds, medicines, and supplies for the Caribbean island. Members of the group of internationalists trained in Cuba, the Raíces Cubanas Association of Cuban Residents, the Siboney Group, the Cuban Solidarity Movement, and other friends of the revolution participated in the event. Vasily Carrillo, one of the organizers, told Prensa Latina that the campaign started a month ago to celebrate the 70th anniversary of the attack on the Moncada barracks, an action that marked the beginning of the last and definitive stage of Cuba's struggle for independence. The events are going well. Many people from other communities and regions have joined us, and initiatives are taking place Valparaíso, Viña del Mar, Temuco, Valdivia, Coquimbo, Iquique, Guillota, Antofagasta, and Concepción, Carrillo noted. He stated that friends who live outside the country and members of unions and social organizations are also participating. Dozens of people enacted the 15th Battle of Brunete Memorial March, a deed of the Spanish Civil War, now with a tribute to Cuban internationalists. The group decided to recall, west of Madrid, the Cuban internationalists who fought on the side of democracy and the Spanish Republic during the Civil War, a tribute by the Association of Friends of the International Brigades. The Battle of Brunete took place from July 6 to 27, 1937, and was one of the bloodiest battles, as more than 17,000 people from the rebel side were killed or wounded. The Association of Friends of the International Brigades recalled three Cuban volunteers whom the Historical Commission, at the request of their descendants, studied and prepared a report on their military performance in the war. the 17th edition of the Friends of Partagas meeting, a leading annual Cuban cigar festival, wound up in Matalica in the Italian region of Marche. In a note published on the event's official website, Matalica's mayor, Massimo Maldini, affirmed that they had reviewed the bond of friendship and cooperation between the two countries during the 4 days of activities. Cuban ambassador to Italy, Mirta Granda, stated that the authorities of the Marche region and Matalica give prestige and support to the Friends of Partagas meeting every year, recognizing the immense value of the Cuban cigars. Francesco Acquaroli, president of the Marche region, attended the ceremony along with Baldini and entrepreneur Francesco Minetti, president of the Don Alejandro Robaina Cigar Club and leading promoter of this initiative, which brings together more than 2,000 people from some 40 countries each year. And in the international agenda, we have that the president of Uruguay, Luis Lacalle Pou, traveled to Argentina to participate in a new summit of the Common Market of the South, Mercosur. The meeting of leaders is taking place as of this Monday to Tuesday in Puerto Iguazu, in the region of the triple border shared by Argentina, Brazil, and Paraguay around the Iguazu Falls. The summit will be attended by President Lacalle Pou himself, the president of Paraguay, Mario Abdo, and the president of Brazil, Luis Inácio Lula da Silva, plus the president of Argentina, Alberto Fernández, who will hand over the pro-tempore presidency to his Brazilian counterpart. The bloc's previous summit took place in December 2022 in Montevideo and was marked by disagreements between Lacalle and Fernández regarding Uruguay's intentions to sign agreements with third countries outside of Mercosur. Meanwhile, Nicaragua and Venezuela will continue the struggle against the empires that historically want to subdue both peoples, Foreign Minister Denis Moncala said during an event in celebration of the 212th anniversary of Venezuelan independence commemorated on July 5th, Moncada stated that Nicaragua and Venezuela must maintain the struggle and revolutionary principles as brother nations. Moncada highlighted the historical influence that Venezuelan independence generated in the region and urged to continue the legacy of those who fought over 200 years ago against the Spanish Empire. He assured that commanders Fidel Castro and Hugo Chavez did so by founding the Bolivarian Alliance for the Peoples of our America, Trade Treaty for the Peoples, thus giving continuity to the battles waged by Simon Bolivar. Referring to the present, the Venezuelan ambassador Francisco Javier Arroy denounced that the United States intends to oppress the Venezuelan people by maintaining more than 900 commercial, political, economic, and diplomatic sanctions. He stressed that Venezuela will not allow itself to kneel despite Washington's sanctions and remains firm and in rejection of this criminal policy. He also spoke of Cuba, which has suffered the consequences of a blockade imposed by successive U.S. administrations for over six decades. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.